Ready to record?
Yes.
Morning, councillors. Dean Benning, Clean Water Division Manager. And I'm here to kind of just briefly make introductions to today's presentation. Marie Lamanna is the chair of the Clean Water Commission. She'll be presenting today, and we're joined by other commission members to your right. I just wanted to say how excited I am about this commission. When I first kind of took over almost 3 years ago, they weren't really activated in any proactive way. They weren't supported. And since they have been supported, it really has impacted in a very positive way their enthusiasm for clean water in Clark County, as well as helping us where we may not have the resources in terms of outreach. And they've formed different work groups. More recently, Mark Schneider, very informed in financial matters in the private sector, and he's given us a lot of great advice about our finances, even things that I think would be useful in our budgeting process. So I just wanted to say how happy I am with the commission and the current composition of the commission and what they're doing, and I think we'll just kind of keep doing more and more with such a qualified group. So I'll turn it over to Marie Lamanna.
Do you want to do introductions first? So we know.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
The commission members?
Julie.
Counselors?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. Julie Olson.
Eileen Martin.
Mark Bolt.
Mark Schneider.
Michelle Dirks.
I'm Kathleen Otto.
Eric Heinrich.
And Rod Swanson.
Hey, Rod.
Thank you.
And this is Lindsay Schaefer.
Very good. Chirp ball.
Usually is.
Well, good morning. My name is Marie Lamanna, like Dean said, and I am the chair of the committee. I'll be presenting the 2017 annual report, and then we have Mark and Michelle in the audience today. Mark is the chair of the research group. Achieving healthy watersheds throughout Clark County is the focus of our mission as we build on the trust and the cooperation that we established last year. Our members serve 3-year terms. There's 9 members, and we meet 6 times a year. In order to serve our pledge better and our mission statement, we have 3 working groups: research, partnership, and outreach. These groups meet outside the scheduled meetings, and they attend additional meetings and events and report back to the commission. One of the frequent challenges we've had in the past has been member turnover. Since we only meet 6 times a year, if a member doesn't start till May, then it's difficult for them to be productive. To alleviate this problem, the commission established a candidate interview and selection process, an orientation program, which allows the new commissioners to get on board quicker. The research group collaborated with the capital program members who are dedicated to serving the community and committed to the mission statement. The commission recommends that we continue to liaison with the general public to gather input regarding stormwater issues. Frequent comments heard from the neighborhood associations are centered on population growth, development and increased runoff, the lack of stormwater facilities management, or in this case, private facilities, have to educate the homeowners to how to maintain them. The rainfall data research from the State of Washington Water Research Center, which is led by WSU and Pullman, indicate that precipitation rates are increasing. The commission recommends that the Clean Water Division establishes a reserve fund as well as operating revenues for capital assets. Considerations are the age of the current infrastructure and assets, nearing their useful life of 30 years, the cost of upgrades, replacement, and repair, and the potential failure cost and the risk of environmental health, floods, landslides. Consider that the Government Finance Officers Association recommends establishing a capital reserve as a best management practice. So the Commission would like to acknowledge the Clean Water Division, their staff for all their professionalism, their input, their guidance. The Dean, Andrea, Rod, Eric, Jeff, Bob Patterson, Gary Armstrong, they're all great. And I ask right now, does the council have any questions or recommendations for us?
I have a question about the reserve that was suggested as a best practice. Did they give some kind of percentage or number? Or
we did want to dive into the numbers right here, but we definitely have.
Yeah, I'll add to that. Currently, Public Works, Lori Pierce and group are putting together a fund balance policy for us. And so Clean Water Division is the first division in the department that will be getting one of those.
Okay.
And so we're looking forward to that.
Okay. So, but the state law didn't recommend a particular, whether it was a law or an ordinance or a suggestion or whatever from.
For policy and guidelines that you find out what you're doing, knowing what your assets are worth and how much you should have as a reserve.
Okay, so they do give sort of a
guidelines.
Yeah.
Okay. Will that be modeled after our holistic?
Yes, so it's going to be very similar to the fund balance policy drafts that you saw in 101s this week. And so they'll be, once they get it drafted, they're working very closely with budget staff and the finance team to finalize those for your approval. Yes.
Great.
I have a quick question. So you talked about your partnership and outreach committees, and then you also mentioned kind of the watershed work that you're doing. What relationship, if any, or what communication have you had with the Conservation District?
They're on our list as a potential partner, but we have not yet done that.
Okay. You know the situation that the Conservation District's in, and it's been, you know, my hope and desire that we can find a way to figure out how they continue to provide the services that they provide short of, you know, establishing a new fee. So I'm just wondering, we're continuing to try to find ways to figure out how we might be able to do that. So if there's an overlap in the work that Clean Water does and the work that the commission does, it'd be nice to see if there's an opportunity to reach out to them and try to find ways to work with them.
And the nice thing about the partnerships is by doing this stormwater partners, we're not recreating the wheel. And it's modeled out to what they're doing up in the CR.
And the Conservation District is involved with this stormwater partners.
Yeah, that's great.
Do you overlap to some degree the commission into the public health aspect? Because since the division split, kind of, although you wouldn't do a lot that they do, they still, as far as public health, they still deal with some with clean water. Do you kind of
We don't overlap with the health department. They're predominantly lakes and groundwater.
Okay.
But that's certainly a possibility.
Well, the question I have is, we just, public health, we do a lot of septic tanks. So on septic tanks is big with clean water, you know. So it's stressing now that we have a pretty good process of doing a quicker DNA to figure out if it's wildlife or if it's human within that creek. Now we can come up upstream a lot easier and say, you know, it's a septic tank somewhere, you know. So it really affects, you know, clean water, whether it's a storm drain or, you know.
Yeah, that is that's a good point. And that is something that we have on our work plan coming up this year. We, the Clean Water Division, will be going out and doing sampling along Whipple Creek, and we'll be looking. It's a very specific analysis where they look for the source of the microbial contamination. And so, yes, if we determine the source is failing septics, obviously we work with our partners at the health department. They would be very interested in that.
Yeah.
And as well as Clark Regional, but if it's, you know, cows or pets,
right,
then that's on Clean Water and our outreach and working with homeowners, and there's a good nexus for Conservation District.
Yeah.
If it's beaver, you know,
right,
it's all very helpful to know, and it might be different things in different parts of Whipple Creek, so that'll be very revealing. But that is a good point, that it could be a good crossover, a good bridge with the health department. In terms of water quality.
The other thing that was mentioned was some failing, you know, these aging systems that maybe various subdivisions have. And I'm wondering, do you work specifically with the various homeowner groups, or do you just work with the Clark County neighborhood group? Who do you... As this happens, how do you help neighborhoods understand how to deal with it?
Part of the outreach is by joining the map and being there, we've been asked to go to smaller neighborhoods, and from there we're trying to get a list of the homeowners association.
Okay. If they needed help to redo an older one, let's say it's 40 years old and it looks like it's failing and not managed well, which often happens when there really isn't a homeowners association and there wasn't somebody delineated to actually be doing the management of that storm water, are you there to also help them with a new plan, like how to build one or
right? I think the commission would have a role in a situation like that, but at the front end of that process, that's exactly, again, back to our work plan, something that, since we're responsible for inspecting private facilities,
okay, yeah,
stormwater facilities, we have personnel that are very well aware of that. We do have a breakdown in the past where we've inspected facilities, and hopefully if we have the right contact information,
mm-hmm,
at the,
yeah,
HOA, let them know, and in many cases the contact information's old, and we've started to kind of drill down on that now,
yeah,
and look for solutions to that, so that,
mm-hmm,
there's a, it's just like I was mentioning to Councilor Bolt prior, it's really customer based, this,
yeah,
private facility world, and,
yeah,
you've got to have those connections,
right,
and work with people,
yeah,
and so that's why we're happy to have that program in Clean Water, because I think we have the personalities that are suited for that.
The speaking of the capital budget, as the culvert decision comes down the courts, I don't know which way it will go. It's been in there, I don't know how long. The tribes want it one way. If they would get their way, it would definitely impact the counties huge, you know. If we start replacing every culvert, you know, we'd go through that reserve in a matter of minutes, you know. So is that kind of on the radar? Do you kind of keep keep track, because if that ever happens, then we would be in a prioritization of saying, all right, which culverts are worse, fish bearing, you know, all this stuff that would hit us.
Right, and we're still waiting for that information to kind of trickle in. We're at this point, and you know, you could find out something very different, but we're not thinking it's going to be to that level. And okay, we do have a very good asset inventory in stormwater, and even with, you know, age of some of those culverts, and so from an asset management perspective, I think we feel pretty good about that, and even those that are, you know, fish bearing and perhaps more sensitive. So I feel like we're positioned about as well as we can be, though we might lack an overall asset management system to date in Public Works. Clean Water is in a pretty good position.
So future, next year's goals for the commission?
Well, we wanted to find our goals more specific. Drafting some long-range plans, continuing our support and expanding on it. Like I mentioned, you know, getting a list of homeowners and working on that with the associations and trying to do more education outreach. Continuing to have members that are committed is a big one. Lose three people a year makes it really hard to have any consistency.
What are the terms of the commissioners? What? How long?
3 years.
3.
But you know, family things come up.
Sure.
People leave, and people realize they think they can make the commitment. They, like we had a member last year that made 3 meetings and realized it was being very effective, so they dropped out. They didn't get out to the end of the year, so that could have been another body out there, you know, working on making contacts.
Yeah.
And
is your membership? Are you full now? We have a full commission.
We are full now. We just got 2. We also tried to, we selected them together, and then we made sure that they got to that first March meeting. Instead of last year, we had new people, and they didn't start on May 8th. Mm-hmm. Well, then the year's almost half over, and that's not really good. So now, having all these plans and procedures in place, they can get on and just kind of, they know what to do.
By the way, we do have hard copies of the annual report. We don't want to make too many of them, or
yeah,
obviously, but do we have them available
okay,
if you'd like to have one? So.
I have another quick question about the conservation district. Sorry. We just recently had a task for work group on this. Were you contacted as a part of that?
I was part of it. Yes.
Okay.
I guess the public outreach and information kind of hit a dip, and I know before, I mean, there was a pretty good effort when kids painted fish on the grates and all of that stuff, you know. And we're coming back up to that. I realize that. I'm glad to see that. Is there kind of a renewed effort to say, so you're, I think your job primarily is to say, all right, if you put too much weed and feed on your grass, or if you're, you know, doing whatever, changing oil in the middle of the street or whatever, to be an extreme, that eventually impacts, you know, you playing in Salmon Creek, you know. So is that kind of a renewed effort to kind of educate that homeowner, saying what happens here affects here?
That's in our presentation to the neighborhood associations.
Okay.
So we address that. We also, this year would be the first that Clean Water has a booth at the Klein Line Fishing Derby this weekend, which is a huge draw of children that would not really hear that message from their home. So this is going to be a great opportunity. We're pretty excited
okay,
about that. And then the following week, we will be after a parent. So, trying to get that message, what the homeowner
Jesse?
I'll also add, we're excited that very soon you're going to be seeing clean water equals clean streams messages on the sides of 78th Street Vector trucks.
Oh, really? Okay.
A very nice apparent graphic, and so even folks driving by our trucks out on the streets will see that message and that priority for us. So we're almost there. Eric, you know about how long that's going to be?
I want to contact Soha Science this week and
okay.
figure out when we can get those on, so hopefully by the end of the month.
Yeah.
I think it's important to point out that the use of the website and what Stormwater Partners is doing from the educational aspect on the website is going to be very important. I mean, we're referencing that in all of the presentations. There are a lot of people who don't have the time or ability to get to some of these meetings or fairs or what have you, but they might click on a website at 11:30 just you know,
yeah,
to check on it. So,
right.
You know, I think that's really going to help a message.
Also, I like this. Hopefully the signs will be coming. I know the wetland that we did on Patton and Andreessen, you know, them information signs that we put up. And we have some here, you know, some around. That would be great because people drive by and they say, you know, what are you doing? You're using a bunch of land, putting stumps in, you know.
Yeah.
So it's good to get that information out. Anything else?
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Good job. Thanks for your time.